Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's my happy place song. I love that song. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Good morning. Spaziano and Sandy here. Tuesday. That is election day in Rochester, New York. Scott Spaziano here. Sandy Waters right there. What's up? How are you? Good morning.
Hello.
The weirdest dream.
Yeah.
I did. You know why? Not only is it like we are wide awake because like our body clocks are still like an hour ahead, like, right? Because we gained an hour.
Yeah, no, I'm not wide awake. But
really?
Okay.
Oh, I feel great. And so I'm waking up early. And plus it's like full bazooma moon. Huge. Like, I'm like sparking, right? My dream last night was, you know, the pop music artist Pitbull?
Yes.
You know
Mr.
what he
Worldwide.
Looks, Mr. Yeah. Worldwide himself, uh-huh. Right?
Uh-huh.
You know what he looks like, right?
Yeah.
He's in, you know, kind of a skinny guy, bald and blinged out, right? He was the conductor on the Polar Express.
Oh.
I don't know.
That's what you're dreaming about? Oh, my God.
No, that's all I remember. There was no plot. There was no thing that happened. It was just, I woke up like, what the hell? I'm like, why was Pitbull Tom Hanks on Polar Express movie?
That is, you are excited about Christmas. That's what it is.
It must be. It must be. I am.
And who doesn't love Pitbull?
Well, he's Mr. Worldwide, right?
Right.
Yeah, right. Bam, 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 bam.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Hear that going down the tracks. Like, whatever. Anyway, all right. I don't know what it means. Maybe it does mean Christmas. I'm really into like Christmas already, though. I'm usually anti until after Thanksgiving. I'm really into it.
You know what? Yeah, you've been very passionate about that. When I say that I would get my tree before Thanksgiving,
I know.
You get so angry.
You know what? Something flipped. Something switched in me. Get it. Get it tomorrow.
Kids.
Get it.
Young kids.
Yeah.
Right? Do you think it's that?
Yeah, I think it is. It's definitely that. You
it's got to be that.
Yeah.
It's got to be the excitement that you feel just seeing her and thinking about how excited she's going to get.
Oh, living vicariously through the eyes of a six-year-old girl. Oh, my God.
It hit me when, like, I love the holidays, mm-hmm. and I know something horrible is going to happen one of these years during the holidays, and I don't know if it'll ruin it for me, but...
What kind of attitude is that?
That's what I think every time I get super excited.
You're jinxing yourself. Don't jinx yourself.
I know. And then that's what I say to myself, too. But anyhow, when I went to BJ's to get the full-size candy bars for Halloween,
which
I got a lot left over.
Yep.
Everything's all decked out with Christmas decorations.
Christmas. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. It hit me like a boom, smack in the face. This the Christmas spirit was in the air.
Oh, yeah.
And I was getting so excited.
3 weeks ago, I'm at Lowe's, if not more than that. And they had all the Christmas stuff set up.
like
the 20
reason,
foot abominable snowman for yes, Rudolph. I'm like, damn, yes, this can't be a little bit big.
Something about Lowe's, though, I don't get fully immersed in the Christmas spirit when I go into Lowe's because they're always premature with the holidays. So that didn't do it for me. It was for some reason, it was walking into BJ's.
Mm-hmm.
That, for some reason, made me feel like, okay, come on, wrap it up with Halloween. Let's move forward here. I don't know, but it, yeah, so.
Well, we got a couple.
And I don't have little kids, so maybe I'll just come over and just soak in Ellie's joy.
Oh, man. Well, we got a couple of holidays to get through before Christmas, right? I've got sunshine, winds increasing today and 54 degrees. Did you get hail?
Oh, my gosh.
Last night?
You know what? I don't think we did in Greece, Hilton area.
Yeah, I didn't get any Webster-ish. I didn't.
But I saw people posting pictures of hail. Where was it that? Was it Livingston County? Who posted a picture of hail? And I'm like, oh my gosh.
I saw a video from 13 WHAM meteorologist Scott Hetzko in his back deck with pea size hail.
Oh, he got hail? Where does he live? What town does he live?
I don't know where he lives. I don't know. No.
Yeah, but it was this scary thunder. I was like, what is that?
Yeah. It's what it is it's lake effect. Before it's cold enough. So we get, just saying. I won't get into it because, you know, I'm a geek. But I will say one thing, and I'm going to give you a heads up, and don't shoot the messenger, but Monday, we're going to have snow. First measurable snow of the year Monday, and it's right about time. It's about that time. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
It is.
We're
so,
not ready.
No, I'm not ready. I have leaves up to my ankles, I think, in my entire yard. And my wife has relinquished me from doing it. She hired a yard service to do yard cleanup to make it easier for me. I'm like, how nice of you. Guess what? They're not showing up! It's pissed me off!
Wait, did
they
just hire them once?
They're supposed to come once a week. They came like 2.5 weeks ago.
Wait a minute. Make sure she signed up for the right thing. Maybe they only came for once.
No, they're going back and forth on email. And I'm like, come on, you guys. Come on. I don't care if you're overwhelmed. You committed. We committed. Do it.
Oh, you know what? That is a very good question. Maybe we'll put that in Jerker Justified tomorrow. When a contractor says that they're overwhelmed and they can't get to you.
Yeah, when they're overwhelmed.
You shouldn't have overwhelmed your schedule.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, weather, I get it. Weather does, you know, crimp their style a little bit.
I know, but you got to play.
If it's pouring rain for 3 straight days, you're set off for 3 straight days. I get it. But I'm just being selfish. If it snows and there's still leaves down, then they're there forever. Then they're there for the entire, and then that'll screw up my yard. Okay. Namaste. Where was my happy place? Oh, Stevie Nicks.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
Hey, what's up, Tuesday? It's Pizan and Sandy on the Buzz, 98.9 The Buzz. It is the 4th of November. Today is Election Day in Monroe County, in the city of Rochester. Polls have just opened at 6 o'clock. It's now 6:06. Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters, right there. What's up? Hey.
Hello. Okay, so who's going to play dumb and then just take that extra day?
Okay. <Let's> you talking to me?
And I think the kids have school on Monday, but then they have Tuesday off.
Yeah, Veterans Day is this week, is next week. And it's like, when was it ever on a Tuesday? Or is it always on that day? Is that a floating holiday?
I'm not sure.
Federal holidays are Mondays, aren't they?
If anyone's going to know the answer to that, it would be you or me because, you know, we're old people. But yeah, we've had a couple of these Veterans Days in our lifetimes.
Yeah. I thought it's always like President's Day, it's a Monday, Veterans Day.
So
Monday.
How is your workplace doing it? Do workplaces say, hey, listen, just take Monday and Tuesday off?
Right.
Because it's a company holiday and Tuesday? Or are you going to work for one day? Or can you play dumb? Like, not show up to work on Monday, and they call you, where the hell are you? And you're like, it's Veterans Day. Hello?
It's Veterans Day.
And then they're like, oh, no. I was like, all right, fine. At this point, take the day off. Is that how it'll work?
That's a great idea.
How many high schoolers are going to pull that one?
Yeah, well, parents usually can say.
Well, high schoolers sometimes are home alone getting themselves on the bus. You know, mom and dad can watch over them. They're older high school, right?
Mm-hmm. What if your daughters did that? Would you be pissed?
I would probably think, why are you getting up going to school? You should be, like, I don't know. I wouldn't even know.
Oh, you should be like, it's a holiday. It's a Monday.
It's a holiday. What are you doing?
I know. I'm the same way.
Actually, my husband did do that. He booked a trip to, and I hope they're not listening right now.
That's right.
Booked a trip to Chicago. Uh-huh. And to go see the Bears game.
Oh, yeah.
With my younger daughter.
For the Sunday?
Yep.
Oh.
And he was so excited to tell her.
Yeah.
And she's like, Dad, I got school on Monday because they're extending the trip. They're coming back Monday night or whenever they're coming back. I don't even know when they're coming back.
Oh, no.
And he goes, wait, you do? I'm like, are you serious right now? You booked a trip and didn't even check to see?
To see if she... Well, it's Veterans Day.
He's like, who would think to check? It's a holiday, right?
Can anyone tell me, doesn't Veterans Day usually fall on a Monday? Isn't it celebrated? It's a federal holiday. They always click to the Monday just to give everybody the long weekend, right? Not to disrupt. Work one day, don't work one other day, then work another day. It's like.
I don't know. I don't know if it's just you and I are the only ones confused about this, or
if
this is a universal.
But I looked it up on Google, on the Googles.
Yeah.
And it said that it's Monday the 11th. I'm like, what? It's Tuesday. Tuesday's the 11th.
Oh, no. Veterans Day. Hold on a second.
What?
This says, too, Veterans Day is always on the 11th, and Tuesday is the 11th. So that's always on November 11th. I don't ever remember getting a Wednesday off. Maybe we used to just work it.
I don't know.
Maybe we only took off when it was a Monday to make it a long weekend. I don't know either.
Okay, well.
That means it can land on any day of the week. Veterans Day will always fall on November 11th.
So it's always on that day. It's a floating, it's not a federal holiday which clicks it to a Monday.
Right.
Right. Like a President's Day could be a Thursday, but they take it federally on a Monday. But federally, Tuesday of next week.
So who's going to forget and take off on Monday? Play dumb. We'll vouch for you.
Or get up and get ready for school and the bus doesn't come.
The bus.
Are you the G-spot of the office? You can never find him.
98.9 The Buzz. This is the G-spot of the office. Can never find him. I love
these are so funny. Have you seen these pop up on your algorithm? I laughed so hard.
I've seen some
of
them. Yeah.
Always wants to go home.
Which
coworker are you?
Okay, let's run them down.
Kit Kat, always taking a break.
Like that one.
If you have one, 818-2899, or leave us a quick voice message on the free Odyssey app.
If you're called Daisy, that's not good. Hey, Daisy. You know Daisy?
What's Daisy?
Some Daisy's in, some Daisy's isn't. Do you have a Daisy in your office?
Oh, my God, that's so funny. Deck chair always folds under pressure.
These are awesome.
Oh, my God. Oh, how many people do we know in the office that are like a motion light?
A motion light?
Motion light only works when someone walks past.
Speaking of electronics, have you ever heard of the cordless?
The cordless?
Yeah, it's kind of like that one. It's kind of like motion light.
Why?
She is so cordless. Like, it only works like for 2 hours.
And now when we say these, doesn't like a coworker pop in your head with all these?
Oh, God, yes.
Okay, so now be honest.
Uh-huh.
What would your nickname be if you had to come up with one for yourself?
I know one would be for you.
No, wait, no, first go you.
For me? Oh, God, yeah. I don't know. Because
you can't call out others until you can call out yourself. And if you don't have them, I did put it into ChatGPT, so
you
have several. But come on, come up with one. I did. They were actually kind of funny.
I'd have one for my wife. I'd call her Muffler.
What does that mean?
Always exhausted. That poor thing, man. that's the only one I can think of.
She's gonna kill you if she gets wind of this.
Well, it's true. It's a truth. It's not a bad thing. It's so true. She's just
she works so hard.
And yeah, she's a muffler.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, you know, intimate time.
Oh, well, that too. Yeah.
Are you gonna be a muffler again?
You mufflering me.
Meanwhile, you're like, you know, whatever. Doing your little get in the mood dance. I think my nickname would probably be, I'm self-aware enough to know it would be Vacuum.
Vacuum.
Yeah, because I just suck the fun out of the room.
Oh, yeah. There you go. That's a good one. The vacuum.
See, now I was self-aware enough to know. Sometimes I get so intense, I forget to laugh. Come on. One for you.
Squirrel?
No, that's not.
Like, so always distracted?
Okay, so I will come up with yours then.
Okay, what? Or did ChatGPT come up with mine?
Well, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Chatty did.
Okay,
Chatty
what?
Did.
What?
Okay.
What am I?
You're a Post-it.
A Post-it. Okay, what's that?
You stick to something for absolutely no reason. Scott's a Post-it. You're an Echo.
An Echo.
Repeats everything everyone else says.
Ah, love that.
Do you? Wi-Fi?
Wi-Fi.
You look connected, but you constantly drop out.
Yep, there you go. Bad connection.
It's like my chatty knows you so freaking well.
This is great.
You single scoop.
Single scoop.
Proud of your one tiny achievement.
Yeah.
When Scotty gets one thing done, he gets so excited.
I'm
he tells
so
everybody.
Excited.
Meanwhile, all of us have done four things.
Hey,
in the time he did one.
I did two things yesterday and sought no recognition for them.
But you are right now.
But the
what
question
were those two things?
This is between you and me.
Okay.
Well, Ellie has tap shoes that she's grown out of, and they're, you know, hardly used. But Jill wrote her, you had to have your name on everything, right? She wrote her name on gold Sharpie.
Oh, don't you dare say you did a label marker, label thing.
No. She wants to sell them, you know, because they're hardly used.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, it's got Ellie's name on the bottom of it. So I took it upon myself.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
To find some rubbing alcohol and literally took that gold Sharpie off the bottom of her shoes. And I didn't say a thing. How's that? Pat myself on the back. Yeah. And guess what I did yesterday? Not only that, I gave the dog a bath without saying anything.
Wow.
Am I a dude or what? Guess what I did yesterday?
Oh, boy. Well, here we go. Now he's got to prove why he's not just... Yep.
I put my clothes away.
So, you know, saying that you don't need the recognition, but then going on the air telling, like, millions of people...
Yes.
...is seeking recognition,
yes.
Right?
Yeah. What's that called?
Okay, very good. I don't know. I got to ask
Chatty. Oh, it's got a nickname for it. Oh, come on. I thought you were setting me up.
I know. I thought I was too, but no. The siren. The siren. I don't know. That was like. Spazano and Sandy. Is it not cool to have a boyfriend anymore?
Hmm?
If you're a high school student or have a high school kid.
Mm-hmm.
Love to hear your take on this, 818-2899.
All right, you're at 98.9 The Buzz, Fasano and Sandy. And this just in, former Vice President for George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, has passed away at age 84. He was Vice President for two terms.
Wow, 84?
Yeah.
Jeez.
He had a heart transplant back in 2012. He's had heart problems his whole life, and he said it gave him the gift of life. So, but there you go. That's the latest news.
Okay, so this article in Vogue magazine, or Vogue Online, whatever they call themselves now, Vogue, suggesting that the idea of having a boyfriend has become somewhat embarrassing or at least socially awkward. The piece titled, "Is Having a Boyfriend Embarrassing Now?" Right there. I was like, wait, what?
What is going on? Like, you can have one, you just don't want to admit it?
So I guess the article, and help us explain this, understand it. If you are a high school student and you've heard about this, or, you know, young college student. Article discusses how women's online identities were once centered around the lives of their partners and how posting about a boyfriend used to signal status and social validation.
Oh.
More recently, it observes a shift. straight women are reportedly posting less about their romantic partners, sometimes hiding or cropping their partner's face or even not posting them at all because they say people fear being, quote, jacked by audience reactions, losing followers if you post about your boyfriend. And I guess boyfriends are out of style. It won't come back until they start acting right, is what someone said.
What? Who?
Just somebody who reacted to this. Boyfriends are out of style. They won't come back until they start acting right.
They start acting right. What are they acting wrong right now?
That's the question. I don't
like
know.
That seems like what they're thinking, and that's why
does women are posting that- about.
Yeah. I could give a crap about online stuff and your image and
but this is beyond, right? This is like the idea that this is a thing and people are having a conversation about this. Bigger than the actual online.
So you can have a boyfriend. You just keep him undercover.
I guess.
Is it because you seem more appealing? Now, this is totally in the online world, right? The social media world, you're more appealing if you look single and you're doing your independent thing and exploring the world and taking pictures of food.
I think you're onto something when you said independent. I think that is a big piece of this puzzle is that at one point in time in our generation, it was like, okay, high school, college, get married. Mm-hmm. And that was the weird pressure that we as women, I don't know if you guys felt this, but as girls, we felt like the pressure of who's going to take care of you? You got to get married.
See, and like now, from a guy's point of view, it's like, you know, high school, college, and then look to get in a relationship, get married, and have a family.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, we both kind of grew up in the same weird social pressures, unspoken pressures. But now I think girls are like, wait a minute, I can do it all on my own. I don't need to have a guy help me fix things around the house or work on my car or do the traditional things. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's where it's coming from.
No, no. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning, little darlings.
Hello. Oh,
hello.
What's going on?
Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I have. I can't speak to the younger generation as I myself am an elder millennial.
Uh-huh.
Is a different genre. However, I can speak to being on the outside of normal traditional thinking where you don't need to get married to be successful.
Right, right. Yeah, I can see that.
It's an antiquated thought process that is slowly going by the wayside because women don't need men to own property, to get ahead in life, to be successful, you know, to own a house, to feed their families. It's not the way anymore. And that is called evolution, my friend.
Yeah. I mean, you don't need
well, back in,
necessarily
what was it?
A man to find love either.
Well, I think it was in the 80s and the 70s where like women could finally get their credit card and they didn't have to have a guy's name on it.
I mean,
that was
very recent. In order to be stable.
Right.
That's a huge shift in society and more women. It's also why I truly believe the divorce rate's so high is because you don't have to put up with that junk anymore.
Yeah.
You don't have to put up with the psychological abuse or the listless marriage, or it could just be you fell out of love and you realize you don't have to be married. You can stay friends with your ex and just not be married to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's situationally different. And that's what makes it such a huge shift. And a lot of men don't think that way still. They're still drilled in their head that, you know, you grow up, you get married, you have kids, you have a wife, you have a white picket fence, you know, a dog and a half. Yeah. Like, you do all of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And women are like, guess what? We're the ones that have to carry the women. We're the ones that have to carry the burden of all of that. And what if I don't want to?
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to. And that's the biggest shift is you just don't need to.
Have to. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
My older daughter, who's in her 20s, 21, she's like, I can sense that she's kind of following this because her interest isn't let me find a guy, let me find a boyfriend. I mean, she looks and whatever, but she doesn't date a lot. She's so focused on her career.
Hmm.
She's not even worried about this. I'm like, Leah, your generation is going to single-handedly kill this population.
Yeah, like, there's never going to be any. No babies ever again.
No, it's not even that. It's people in modern medicine. You don't have to have babies in your 20s. You can have babies in your 30s or your 40s. And, you know, you can have a surrogate have your child. Like, you can adopt children. Like, there's so many more options, and it's not as taboo as it used to be. And it's more widely acceptable. And I think it's a good shift, to be quite honest, because I think it'll be a happier society if people just continue that way. And I'm not saying don't get married, but I'm saying get married for the better reason. Get married because you have a partner that loves and respects you.
Right.
You want to be with that person.
I just find it interesting that like, even if you have a boyfriend and you're in love and you guys are like, that love is great, right? Love is 90% of everything. But like, to hide that because you're afraid that you'll be judged. That's weird to me. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a little odd.
Thank you for listening.
And I'm wondering if it's more clout for, like, look at what I've done, and then my boyfriend really has nothing to do with it.
Right.
Putting
maybe
the relationship forward because that's not what's important anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's interesting.
It's not the social standard, you know?
Right. Good call. Thank you so much for calling in. Love you.
Well, love you guys.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Fascinating. Okay, coming up on the show, Scott with what his wife threw out. He wanted to literally go pull it out of the dumpster.
I did.
That's after 8. Me with I think I am becoming that neighbor. And just after 7 o'clock, the rise and fall of Fairport, a.k.a. the Marsha Brady of Rochester.
What?
We'll explain. God.
Rochester's longest-running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy. Weekday mornings starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, 98.9 The Buzz coming up at 7 here on Spezzano and Sandy. If I said this word, these two words, what would you say? Ready, Sandy?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Pibb.
I don't know Mr. Pibb.
Do you know who Mr. Pibb is?
I don't think so.
Are you too young for Mr. Pibb?
I might be. Hey, listen, if it's an age thing, yes, absolutely. I'm too young.
Right. She who talks about being old constantly. Mr. Pibb was a soft drink. Does that ring a bell now?
Oh, yes.
It's coming back, Coca-Cola.
It is?
Yeah. Consumers have been asking for Mr. Pibb's bold kick of cherry flavor for some time.
Liars. What consumers? The old people in the nursing home?
If you go on Reddit, X, and other social media, you'll find conversations about the mystique of Mr. Pibb. Mr. Pibb has a feisty, loyal following.
Wow.
It's coming back in a bold, fresh way. How fun is that?
It is funny how the cult following. It's a small minority who has a...
Yeah, big impact. Actually, it's more cherry and like double caffeine. It's kind of like, what was it, Jolt? Remember Joel Cole?
Okay, now I remember Joel.
Yeah. All right. Just saying. All right, it's coming up on 7 on 98.9 The Buzz.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
That's us. Good morning. How you doing? 98.9 The Buzz, Spisano and Sandy, on this 4th of November, and it is election day in around everywhere. You're voting for the mayor of Rochester and all the city council and city people, and then all the municipalities have elections today. Streaming everywhere from town supervisors to judges and stuff like that. So your vote counts. Polls are now open. Started at 6 o'clock this morning. Scott Spisano here. Sandy Waters right there.
Okay, let's talk about the Marsha Brady of Rochester. And our show has coined Fairport the Marsha Brady of Rochester because you hear about it. Everybody's like, Fairport. So great. Yes. Everything's so great in Fairport.
I agree.
Fairport Electric. The nightlife. Blah, 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 blah. Ah, not anymore. It's been dethroned. Sorry.
Huh? Wait, what are you talking about?
So, So, there was this big study done. ESL did a big homeowner survey.
Okay, all right.
So, if you had to move, they asked all these people, if you had to move within the greater Rochester area, where would you move to?
And
when I saw that, I was like, I'm not going to even click on this article because it's obviously going to be Fairport.
What kind of beef you got with Fairport?
No, I love Fairport. I'm very jealous of Fairport. Anyhow, it didn't make the top three. And I was shocked. I'm like, wait, what?
Even better.
So, what do you think? Did you see this article, first of all?
No, not yet.
You sure?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Top three. What do you think? Number three came in. Which town came in number three? If you had to move anywhere within the greater Rochester area, it would be...
Victor?
No, I thought Victor would be on the list, too. I thought it was going to be Fairport Victor. No.
Pittsford?
Pittsford was number one.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I figured that, yeah.
Pittsford! Back to the top.
It's always been there. Come on.
Well, it was, but then it wasn't. Because Pittsford comes with a stigma. We all love Pittsford. It's gorgeous. But it comes with a little stigma. That's why I think Fairport swooped in. And then it went, in my eyes, I thought it was going to be Fairport, Victor, Canandaigua. Uh-huh. Or those three fighting for the top. And none of those made it.
Really?
So Pittsford, number one.
Number one. Number two, Webster.
Yes.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, get it.
I knew he my hometown. Would be so excited.
I only said that because I wanted it, and it actually turned
I know.
It's awesome.
Yes, it went Pittsford, number one, Webster, and then Penfield.
And then Penfield, okay. Yeah. Well, no, it's funny because if you look on the map, Fairport is south, and then you go a little bit north, and that's Penfield, and then you go a little bit north, and that's Webster.
Yeah, it's kind of all in the same
area. Yeah, all in the same area.
So what is it... You know, like a lot of people, 63% of people said, listen, I don't plan on moving at all.
Yeah.
So
right.
It's not even on my radar.
No.
And the people who did say, yeah, I'm considering moving is so they can downsize.
Yeah,
that was
right.
The big push of why they would move. Otherwise, most people are pretty content with where they are.
My wife and I decided this is going to be the forever home. Regardless,
yeah.
And even, you know. I mean, right now, Ellie's only six, so 20 more years or, you know, 15 more years, you know, at least we're going to be in that home. And I'll be dead by then, so, you know.
But don't
whatever.
Say it like that. So you don't even think you would downsize?
No, I don't think so. We like our space. And it's weird because we got a nice house, but there's not a lot of room. It's weird to say that. Just the way it's laid out.
Yeah, mine
you know,
too.
It's like
it's
you know,
awkward.
Yes, awkward is a good word for it.
But I think our homes were built in a time period where that was the trend, like a bunch of little rooms.
Yeah,
it's just yeah.
I still want to blow a wall out.
It's like
so
much wasted space, right?
That's what we have. We have wasted space.
Yes. Yes.
I've got this cool thing I thought was really cool, this loft above the living room, and the big living room goes all the way up to the ceiling. I mean, I'm not bragging or anything, but
don't.
It's the worst. If you sit in the office upstairs where the loft is, which is my office, if an ant farts downstairs, it sounds like a truck horn upstairs. Any tiny little noise bounces straight up and right at you. It's crazy.
But still, you're going to stay there.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. My husband and I said the same thing. It's like, why I don't want to move, and I'm trying to figure out why. And that's what they were asking people. If there's one reason why you're staying in your home, what is that reason?
Wegmans.
Oh, okay. So that
I'm just going to say proximity, not to just Wegmans, but to just proximity to everything. It's very convenient, and yet it's very kind of tucked away, and I love that.
That's what a lot of people said, too, which ranks most on their priority list is like a short commute, mm-hmm. not only to work, but to things. To other places.
Mm-hmm.
Good schools was on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Friends and family. That was on the list of why people move and why they stay where they are.
Okay.
And that is what's going to hook me and keep me here.
Mom and dad's house.
Yes.
Right down the street.
That's it. The house could be like the most uncomfortable, not perfect house for us, but I'm staying right here because I'm walking distance from mom and dad.
That's awesome. Yeah, man. Embrace it as long as you can. As long as you can.
Yeah.
Sorry, right, Fairport. There you go.
Sorry. I don't know where you are, Fairport.
No, stop it. You guys are fine.
What happened to you?
Like when you said that, I'm like, I think that's a good thing.
Maybe because there's not a lot of... Wait, why? Why is it a good thing?
It's a good thing because now all the smart people...
Oh, the smart people,
Can slide in into Fairport and not be the, you know... You know what I'm saying? It's like, go ahead, look over there. Look over there.
Look at Pittsburgh. Pay attention to them.
Go ahead. We got a good here.
Webster keeps growing. Have it grow more. Yeah. All right, coming up on the show, we got a Jerk or Justify. This is what we're known for.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put it out there. There's a lot of details to the story that might sway you in one direction or the other, but the general feel of it
Are you kidding me? This is a slam dunk.
Let's just do
something else here because this is not even worth doing.
Let me explain.
What your daughter did in the airport, I'm going to put it on Jerk or Justified. It's coming up next on The Buzz.
Not every choice is clear, so we're putting it to the test on Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
You're going to let her get a fake handicap sticker to put on her car, too? Huh? Huh?
89 to Buzz. Same thing.
Uh-huh.
It's not the same. Let me explain. So it sounds bad on the surface using a wheelchair because you're afraid you're going to miss your connection.
Okay. This is an airport story, and you're going to vote Jerk or Justified at 818-2899. Go ahead. Let me explain, though.
My daughter is on a work trip right now in Nashville.
Okay.
And I had a driver to the airport. She got the early flight, 5 o'clock boarding.
This morning?
So... It was actually yesterday morning.
Okay.
And I, you know, in the car ride there, she goes, I'm seeing all these news stories about, how the government shutdown is impacting TSA workers and JFK is a mess. And that's where she's going through. She's flying out of JFK because she can't go straight from Rochester to anywhere.
We're like Fairport. We can't get there from here.
Right. So she goes, I'm really worried because I don't have a long time, like a long layover. I got a boogie to get that connecting flight. And where... the plane lands at JFK where I need to get, the next gate.
You always have to go the other side of the world to get your connection.
Complete other side of the airport.
I know.
And the last time she said she was there, someone told her, you got to take the bus. So she went to the bus and the bus was like, well, are you handicapped? She goes, no. They're like, well, then, no, you can't take this bus. You got to rush there. She goes, wait, what? Or you got to wait 20 minutes. Like, it's just not. So now, because there's a shortage of workers, she was so panicked that she's going to miss her connecting flight. And I said it as just like a funny, well, you could request a wheelchair.
No, you did not. You said it?
Well, my mom sometimes does it because she gets really dizzy. She gets a vertigo really bad. So sometimes when she doesn't have a long time with the layer, she gets worried too when she flies to Italy that she'll request a wheelchair. But that is kind of...
Well, she's elderly.
Right. And she's elderly. So I go, you could pull a Nona and just get her a wheelchair. Okay, that's it. We ended the story. We laughed about it. Move on.
Yeah.
Well, then later on in the morning, I'm like, how was the connecting flight? She goes, well... I asked for that wheelchair.
No.
I took the wheelchair. But I only had a 20, so I gave a tip of a $20 bill. Now, that means a lot, I think. She took the wheelchair, but she gave the dude $20 tip.
So she paid someone to literally foot Uber her on wheels. You may as well have taken a rickshaw.
He was so nice The funny thing is that I'm perfectly able. So when he dropped me off at the gate, everyone around me was probably confused when I just got up and walked to the bathroom on my own. And then when she got off the plane in New York, or no, in Nashville, there was a wheelchair waiting for her.
No.
Because she didn't connect with her until she walked past the wheelchair. And she's walking. She goes, oh, wait a minute. I think I saw my name on their iPad. But she didn't want to go back and be like, pretending she was such
a child. My God. Oh, my God. Somebody needed that wheelchair, not her.
Well, no.
How late was she for her flight?
Well, no, it was perfect. She said it worked out so smooth.
She had enough time to go to the bathroom and freshen up.
Yeah, they
get
had
a latte.
I mean, it's a well-oiled machine when you got a wheelchair. I mean, it's like VIP service right there.
Oh, my
It's not like
God.
She took advantage without giving a tip. I mean, a $20 tip is a pretty sweet-ass tip. She didn't have anything less in her pocket, but...
I didn't know you're supposed to tip if you took a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Really?
I guess. I don't know if you have to, but the guilt was eating away. You know, she's Italian, so she's got some guilt in her. So that was justification in her mind. I don't know if it'll be in your mind.
Is that jerker justified? Perfectly healthy. Yes, everybody has to rush to their next gate. Is it perfectly okay to take the wheelchair when you really don't need it? 818-2899. What?
Government shutdown.
Yeah, right.
Lack of TSA workers.
Yeah, right. Call us up. Good morning, the Buzz Jerker Justified.
Good morning, Scott. It's Carm. How are you guys?
Carm, come on.
Hey, so normally I would never go against anything Sandy's family does.
Uh-huh.
But this is totally justified. I am so on board.
What? What? Wait. How?
Thank you so much, Carm.
No, man. I am totally on board with this. I can see her situation. I really can. I don't know if the government shutdown is causing people not go to work because then they'd lose pay. They're going to get back pay. But sometimes, man, you got to cut corners. Is all I'm saying. And then she tips up $20. Good for her.
You know, O.J. Simpson ran through the airport.
My God, what kind of relate is that?
Hi to Buzz. Jerker justified.
It's totally jerked.
Yeah, I know.
No, Sandy, are you kidding me? Overpriced greeter with wheelchairs for like the next 3 months.
Wait a minute, hold on. She must be listening because she just texted me.
She's listening?
Make sure to mention. Hold on.
Wait, what'd she say?
Make sure to mention that I'm on my period. I had a tight layover.
Oh my God.
Didn't know how to get to the gate. Otherwise, I'm going to get canceled.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, is right.
You can't. That's not. That's the one super. Listen. The superhero weapon that you women have.
Hey, no.
Is that?
Can't play the period card.
I know,
well,
my God.
Sometimes it's debilitating.
Goodbye. God. Hi, the Buzz. Jerker justified. Hey, go ahead.
Jerk.
Yes, I think it's a jerk, too.
Oh, no.
I'm having a hard time. As someone who's differently abled, I'm having a hard time trying to find a way that it even could be justified.
Exactly.
To take away a resource from somebody who needs it.
Yeah.
I mean, whether or not there were anybody else there who actually needed it in the moment,
right.
You're taking away that resource, and I think that's wrong.
I agree. And it's the same thing as with the parking space. Even just because it's there doesn't mean you got to use it. It should be there for...
Okay, the parking space I would never, because there's only a limited number of parking spaces.
Wheelchairs.
Well, is there ever a time where they don't have one for you?
No, there are always extra wheelchairs.
See?
There's always extra people to help out.
Yeah.
Because I need to feel like it today. That's not okay.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Oh, man.
Any guilt going on there, girls? Hi, the boss.
She's listening. Yes.
Jerker justified.
It's a jerk. A whole new level of jerk.
Yeah.
He
just flew his family this weekend down to Florida, and on the way down, my sister needed a wheelchair, and they were struggling to actually find someone to help at our bar.
Really?
We got it, but there was a few minutes where they were scrambling. We had to wait. We were worried.
Because
so,
of your daughter.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay, thanks, man.
Oh, I should have brought this up. I should have said it was just a friend. I should have not said it was my daughter.
Listen, Carm is so okay with us, he called back. Why did you call back?
The phone call dropped. I didn't want you guys to think I was hanging up.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Yeah,
it was probably me. I probably went to the next line.
Just change your name. Let's do another one because everyone is saying this is jerk.
No.
This is starting to turn really uncomfortable.
No, he was the justified. Thanks, buddy.
See ya. All right, guys.
Got a text from Bill's Mafia Ken says, I ran through JFK with my whole family, wife and three kids, because my incoming flight was delayed. My outgoing flight was on time. He didn't take a wheelchair.
Okay, well, let's pretend I never brought this up, okay?
Okay, let's just leave it at that. Never
she
mind.
She tipped $20, though.
Jerk.
Yeah.
Jerk. Or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Next time, she has to dress up. She has to dress up like a little old lady. And get the guy with...
And get
the guy with the golf cart with the light on it. You know, with the spinning light on it.
Yeah. I thought the $20 would be like, okay, well, she tipped. She didn't, Wow, let's just pretend I really never brought this up. Oh, no.
Never mind.
Coming up on the show.
7:50 on the Buzz.
Yeah, Scott is at it again, dumpster diving, but not for scrap like he used to do back in the day.
No, in my driveway.
This time. Yeah. It's to save what his wife threw out. And he literally... dumpster dove to save this. I don't even know why you saved it, but we'll talk about that.
Yeah, I got it.
It's Fizzano and Sandy here on the Buzz.
Why don't come in the studio and hang out with us?
You want to come and do some shots starting at 8 o'clock on Thursdays?
Actually, yeah, we really do shots. Yeah. The official Buzz shot.
Yeah.
So if you want to be on the guest list, just go to 989thebuzz.com.
Yeah, every Thursday we celebrate you, the Buzz fam. Just appreciate you. Come on in and hang with us.
Sign up now at 989thebuzz.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
Thank you so much for joining us here at the 8 o'clock hour on 98.9 The Buzz. I am Scott Spisano and there's Sandy Waters. We've been doing this for a while.
Yeah, quite some time. I mean, quite some episodes of food poisoning with you. Do you remember back in the day, it was almost like a thing. You would always call in and saying you had food poisoning.
I would always call in.
Well, not always.
Yes,
okay,
maybe twice in 28 years.
No, yeah. Let's pull together the previous third mics. Moose is in the building still. We could ask him. Mm-hmm. Duffy.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
You did have a period of time. What the hell were you eating during that time?
I wasn't eating well. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
Maybe that post-divorce depression thing.
You know what?
Yeah.
Or it was the prepared pasta meals at Walmart and Trader Joe's.
Yeah, locally. There's other ones too, like Albertsons and other ones around the country. 7 people have died from listeria so far. This nasty pre-made pasta dishes that there's different ones. There are too many to mention, but like they're
supplied by Nate Spine Foods.
They go under different names at different stores and stuff, too.
Yeah, ready-to-eat pasta salads, prepared meals, and, hitting, including Trader Joe's and Walmart. Yeah, 27 people sick and 16 deaths.
Oh, 16? Oh, I saw 7. Oh, my God.
Oh, maybe 7. Maybe it moved up.
Well, all I know is that, one of them is, a chicken, grilled chicken, feta cheese. There's all kinds of ones, but, if you got any of that pre-made stuff from either Walmart or Trader Joe's, you just want to toss it. And if you feel like crap, call your doctor.
Well, that's what it is. The dates of these, when they were sold, was quite some time ago.
Ugh.
And we're just hearing about it. You know what? It was one fetal loss. Maybe that's
Oh,
one.
No.
I know.
Yeah,
that's...
Another reason to cook at home and make sure you use a thermometer.
I know. That freaks me out. So, worst place you got food poisoning?
Boston, Massachusetts, in my apartment, after eating chicken that had been sitting in the, raw chicken in the package. I smelled it. It was fine. It was past the due date, but whatever. I'll cook it. It was so bad. It didn't taste bad. It tasted great.
It didn't even taste bad?
No. Oh. And something lived. And I woke up in the middle of the night. I called my program director, my boss, who lived down the street. He took me to the hospital. It was so bad. I think I've told you this before. I had to physically pull and push breathing. I had my diaphragm stopped working. I woke up I can't breathe. And I was pulling and pushing and pulling and pushing. I'm calling him. I'm like, can you take me down to the hospital? I'm like, ugh.
Oh, my gosh.
And by the time they put IVs in me and some bunch of drugs or whatever, but it was scary, man. I mean, I didn't even throw up.
And then are you now so extra aware of the sell-by date for chicken specifically?
Anything.
You're not going to risk it anymore.
Anything. And I always cook with a thermometer. It makes sense. Just, ladies, buy your husband a meter, M-E-A-T-E-R. They're white. They're like Bluetooth. They're just like a little stick. Jam it in your meat. Make sure it gets up to there. It'll even tell you what to cook it to.
Okay. Christy's message that just came in on Facebook.
What?
I don't know if anyone's going to be able to top this.
What?
Reach out to us on the free Odyssey app. Leave us a message or 818-2899.
What?
When I was about to get hot and heavy with my boyfriend, now husband, that killed the mood for the rest of the night.
Whoa.
Oh, Kristen.
Did she throw up on him?
I don't know. That's all she wrote. When I was about to get hot and heavy with my boyfriend. So I am not sure what happened there. Well, Christy, call us if you can.
Two places for it to exit your body. Let's just put it that way.
That's got to be the worst. Oh, my God. What killed the mood? That's another conversation.
Yeah. Dogs, kids. What, did you ever have food poisoning?
I mean, a memorable moment like Christy or yours story where it was, I don't risk the, if it's past the sell-by date, that's it. It's in the garbage. And my husband gets so angry and upset. He's like, just eat it. I mean, he's eating things where I'm like, okay, I'll see you next week because you're going to pop out of the bathroom after a week of being sick but he's like, it's fine. Well, it's fine.
So, isn't it weird? Beyond my dream about Pitbull being the conductor on the Polar Express, there was another thing. While I was cooking yesterday, I thought of you. I'm like, I want to give Sandy a cooking lesson.
I don't want it.
So you won't give your family food poisoning.
I won't give them food. I overcook things. He hates it. Because I cook things too. It's especially chicken. I ain't messing around with that. So all the food I prepare is all dry. So we're fine here.
Oh, God. More ranch dressing, please. More ranch dressing.
I want to give her a cooking lesson. That's what you're thinking about when you're preparing this delicious meal for your family.
Well, I always hear how you you're always burning stuff, and your husband feels that sees you struggle. Quote
Don't
unquote.
You dare say it.
And I'm thinking, it'd be fun if Sandy and I videoed. We did this video series where I teach you how to cook. Which it should be the Italian lady teaches the guy how to cook.
Well, I mean, a nailed it, where you tell me the recipe, and then you're preparing it on one side of the kitchen, I'm preparing it on the other side, and then we show each other what we came up with.
Do it like that. Or just like, you know, tips and tricks, and this is how you cook that.
I don't want to learn. Is that terrible?
Yeah, it's weird.
I know enough to get by.
And why are you afraid of? Why don't you want to learn? Because you don't want the responsibility of cooking all the time?
Yeah, then the bar is pushed up higher. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's like guys wrecking laundry and then never allowed to do it again.
Yeah, like it's my mother's birthday tomorrow, actually, and we're having a little thing, get together on Friday. Instead of her house, we're going to go to my sister's house, and we're all preparing the food, you know, because mom normally does that.
Right.
So all of my sisters are kind of trying to figure out what they're going to bring.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, okay, Sandy, you're on salad. And they were trying to figure out who's going to make the dessert because my daughter usually does it, but she's on a work trip. Uh-huh. So they're like, yeah. I'm like, I can help. And they're like, totally ignore. Like, I didn't even text anything. Everyone just ghosted my text.
Middle child.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Hey, did you hear about Monday?
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Oh, it doesn't show signs
of
stopping.
Looking like it.
Go ahead. Yep. Come on. Be that neighbor. Do it. Put up the Christmas decorations. Who's going to do it? Who's going to go Christmas first?
Honestly, I don't see a problem with it this year for some reason.
It's so not like you.
I know, and I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just because everything's awful, and I need to escape, and let's just put, like, you know, Rudolph and the Abominable Snowman and the Elf on the Shelf needs to come, like, before Thanksgiving. You know what I mean?
Everything's awful. That's terrible to say. There's always a point where there's everything awful. You can look at it that way.
Well, awfuler is off. There's awful, then there's awfuler.
All right, so you're going to do it? You say you want to. Are you going to do it? It is supposed to get the blood on Monday.
Yeah, it is supposed to snow on Monday. Come on. It's okay.
I mean,
we need to get ready for it, though, right? You got to get the snowblower ready. You got to get the shovels out. Got to get the scraper in your car, even though you keep yours in there 24/7. Like knowing that
do
today.
It. Are you going to do it?
Put up decorations outside?
Yes, that's what we're talking about.
I've got these string lights, you know, whatever you call them, like Christmas lights, but they can be used, they're any color. So I used them, I had them orange in the tree for Halloween next to my sidewalk. So I'm thinking I'll take those and just string them up over the garage door and then get those ready to go.
So you're going to do it. You are going to go Christmas first anyone else in the neighborhood?
Yeah, I might.
Do you wait? Are you that type of person that you wait for a specific date, or do you wait until somebody else pulls the trigger in the neighborhood and then you put yours up?
Now, neighbor Jim across the street, he usually is out there within this next week or so putting up all of his stuff, but he doesn't turn the lights on. So if I can get out there ahead of it with the decent weather like today, I won't turn it on until, like, for instance, if it snows Monday, boop, it's on.
It's based on weather, whether you turn the lights on or not.
Yeah, I think it's going to be based on the weather.
Now I always thought if you were to say who will go Christmas first, east side, west side, I thought it was going to be more west side neighbors.
Oh, yeah?
Would go Christmas first.
Why is that?
Yeah, because we love the, and this is a stereotype, but this is true, I think, that we just love the holiday so much. We don't care if it makes our house look quote-unquote tacky or gaudy. We don't care. We don't need to keep up with the Joneses. We just want to...
You're all the Joneses.
we want to immerse ourselves in the holiday and the spirit, where you guys kind of, we have to be classy about it, and we have to follow the rules of the... Yeah. The HOA. There's no HOAs on the west side, I don't think.
There's no HOAs by me. I just want to... Yeah, I want to be classy. I don't want to be tacky. There's two types. I mean, let's be honest. Christmas is a tacky holiday, right? It's gaudy. It's over the top. It's whatever, right? That's really the gaudiest holiday out there. So you can't really escape that. But I think timing is important. Now, I don't mind if you're ahead of before Thanksgiving, but it has to be Christmas-ish. Not like no Santa Claus in the front yard until after Thanksgiving.
See, you Easterners and your rules?
You can have, I'm making rules here. You can have the, What's the, you know, you've seen the light up deer that they're like, they look like they're made out of rattan, you know, like they're see through. Those are cool, but no Santa or elves or snowmen until after Thanksgiving.
Not the abominable snow monster that you can get at Lowe's.
Oh, no, my not God. Yet. That thing is like 22 feet tall. It's awesome. I really want that so
How
bad.
How much is that? That's insane.
Oh, it's like $400. I'd never buy it, but like, I'd love that. That'd be cool. But see, if you get the abominable snowman, you got to get Hermie and you got to get Klondike. What's his name? The guy who licks the gold. And then you got your Rudolph. So you got to get all of them as a set. You can't just have one. There's $2,000.
But you can't put, yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, right.
I am so upset with my family this year because they all have booked like rando trips this month.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, you guys, we usually get the tree before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
My daughters are away that weekend. And I'm like, well.
You go the week before Thanksgiving, right? You go that weekend before Thanksgiving?
Yeah, typically I do. We go to Wilbur's and I get the tree and then it's up for Thanksgiving. And and usually I say just that one room is going to be decked out for Christmas. The rest of the house will be the Thanksgiving theme. Mm-hmm. But that never really happens. The entire house gets all Christmas decorations.
Yeah, it spills in. Yeah.
But now I don't even know. I'm like, is it bad to just go without them? Like, they're all booking all these trips. Fine. Forget it. I'll just go by myself.
How are you going to go by yourself?
I'm not sure. Will you go with me?
You want to come with us?
Yes, I do.
Tag along. We'll put two on the car.
Okay, let's do it. Wait, everybody, he said that out loud. When are we going?
Do you think my wife would want you to come? Not that she doesn't like you or anything, but is that just a family thing, or can you invite people with you?
Oh, my God, that's so good.
To go cut down your Christmas tree, right?
I don't think she would mind because now you have like a instead of a DD, now you got a built-in photographer. Me.
Yes, good idea.
I'm not the DD. I'm the.
What?
I don't know. I was going to say PP, but that's not appropriate.
Are you the PP?
The photographer, the picture photographer.
The picture photographer.
Picture taker, PT. I'm the PT, picture taker.
I'm bringing my Sawzall. I bought a Sawzall this summer, so I'm bringing that. So I have no problem this year. Nah, okay. It's not cheating. Nah. It's just, it's efficiency. Well, listen, if you're going Christmas already, I'm giving you a thumbs up. Go for it.
Me too. I'm giving you a thumbs up as well. East side or west side, doesn't matter.
Let's do it. I'm your DD, Sandy.
You're my DD.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Dumpster diver.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Let's put the question out there before you go into your pathetic story. What do you still have that you oddly are attached to, but it doesn't really make sense? Or what did your spouse throw out without you knowing?
Oh, she hasn't thrown it out, and it's hidden nicely.
No, I thought you said she threw it in the dumpster.
Well, not that. I mean, I've got one thing that I will never let her touch and throw away. But see, so here's the deal. So we're doing our bathroom, and there's all this dust and all, you know, like that. And the window doesn't have a fan in this tiny little powder room. So dude opened the window, and he had a tiny little fan. And it wasn't working. It was just, he'd come out, like, covered in. I'm like, I got one of those stand-up floor fans that looks like a pole.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of rotates back and forth like that. I might get one of those in the basement. I'll bring it up. So he used it, and it did great. But it, you know, it came back downstairs, and it was completely plastered, dust, everything all written in it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a perfectly good fan. It was our fan for the summer up in our bedroom. So I took my steel backpack blower, which blows it like a billion miles an hour, and I blew this thing out, and it was probably the cleanest it's been since we got it, because I don't think I've ever blown it out before. Yeah, when I took it out in the middle of the driveway, it was like, right? And it was perfect. Then I took a wet wipe and cleaned it all up. Ready to go. Left it in the garage. And the next morning, I came out on my way to work, and there's this black pole sticking up in the dumpster that we got outside, and my wife threw it away. We had one of those roll-off dumpsters for the construction, right? Well, it's gone.
Did you go in and get it?
Listen,
he was telling us this story at when Scotty and I do a TV hit with 13 Wham on Fridays.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there, we're waiting for our time. And Scott tells the story. And the camera guy, John, was like, oh my God, my wife does that too. She just throws things out.
Right.
Did you save it? And Scott's like, yeah, I saved it. And then they both weren't anymore in this conversation. Now they excluded me because they were both going back and forth. What does your wife throw out? What did you dumpster dive for? And I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah.
You two are way too attached to everything. But you're just attached to these weird...
No, it's not weird. This is a perfectly working fan. I'm not going to spend another, whatever it was, 40, 50 bucks or whatever to buy another one for next summer.
That I kind of agree with, but why did she throw it out then?
I don't know. You must
have thought you cleaned it well, but it must have still like.
Oh, I plugged it in, turned it on. It was perfect. I don't know. Maybe it's because it was left in the garage. You didn't bring it back inside or something. She just tossed it. But the one thing that I have, and it is unreasonable and it makes no sense, and I want to keep it forever. It's an old metal. Toolbox, but it's like the size of a tackle box, you know, like a little bigger than a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
And it's starting to rusty and like a little bit and it's crunchy and old. That was my first box as a child, as a kid. I used to keep things in it.
Okay.
And I'm keeping, I mean, it has no use. It's not pretty.
That's different though. Nobody's going to judge you on that. Because that has sentimental value.
If she finds it, she'll toss it. She's like, what's this piece of junk? And it'll be gone. And so I've got it hidden.
Where do you have it hidden?
I'm not telling you. Because you're a narc. You're
a
narc. It's in your contract.
I'm going to text your wife.
Yes, it's in your contract, like all the other bad things you do to me.
But there's other things that you have. I mean, that has a sentimental memory attached to it. And that, I'll give you a pass on that, no matter how ugly it is.
Yeah.
But there are things that you just hold on to so tightly. And it's like, why? Why do you care? Like, what did you tell me the other day? Oh, God, what were you telling us on Friday? There was something else random that your wife wanted to get rid of. And you were so like.
Oh, I don't.
And I'm like, why? What does it matter? Like a chair or a table or something. And you're like, yeah, but we've had Christmas there before. I'm like, well, okay. There's. What was it that you were saying?
She threw away my grandma's house? We had Christmas
there
before.
No, there was a chair. Like, oh, God.
She didn't throw away a chair.
What was it that she tossed or she wanted to get rid of in preparation for this Thanksgiving, this upcoming Thanksgiving? She often purges and brings in new items. And there was one thing that she wanted to get rid of, and you're like, no. And I'm like, well, is there a sentimental value?
She wants to get rid of the bar downstairs.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
I mean, it's been the centerpiece of every party ever, and it's cool. It's kind of like Adirondack-y Pinewood bar. You know, there's no real
memory attached.
Yeah, every party I've ever had in my entire life, it's gone between all my houses.
There we go.
What's wrong with that?
That's what it was, the bar.
Yeah, I mean.
You can't hang on to everything that you've ever had memory. Like, everything has a memory attached to it. You can't keep everything that has a memory attached to it. You would never throw anything out.
I could understand. I'm not a hoarder, first of all, but I could understand throwing away. No, I can understand throwing away, you know, old clothes you never wear or whatever, giving or donating it or junk, you know. But that's not junk. It's functional. It's got storage in it. That's where I keep all my bottles of booze back behind it. It keeps it tucked away. It's organized. I got all my bar stuff under there.
Why does she want to get rid of it? Do you have a picture of it?
No, but it's just because. She was complaining that her mom and dad throw stuff out after a couple of years. I'm like, why? I'm like, she's like, I can't believe it. I'm like, that's you.
There are two people. There's the person who just holds on to everything because it has some kind of memory.
Right. There are
that's
two people.
You, right. Too attached. And then there's the person who's just like, get rid of it.
Right.
Just,
right. There are two types of people. But I'm like,
can those two types of people live together harmoniously?
Well, it'll be 14 years tomorrow.
Maybe she'll toss you out. Is that what you're scared of? Maybe that's why you're so freaked out about that.
Yeah, right.
Her characteristic of throwing things out.
What about your husband? I know he clings to stuff.
Oh, he purges. I was upset that he he doesn't cling to stuff. He gave away, he donated all these shirts. And I'm like, oh my God, wait a minute. I brought those shirts back from Italy when we were dating. Not only is that, that's like, I... that's a memory with me. He's like, it's fine. Someone else will wear it.
I'll remember.
Like, oh, my God.
I love it. All right.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
We're waking you up and you're getting you out of here on a sunny day. It's going to be nice. No rain. It'll be windy, though, later on here today. And that's the deal on that. So we'll be back tomorrow to do it all again. And yes. Coming up in just a few minutes, it's the commercial-free 98 right here on The Buzz.
And we appreciate you listening every day. We adore you. And it is time to say, we out.
We out. Like those free samples at Costco.
Oh.
Yeah, right. That's so true. See you, bye.
See you, bye.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.